God delayed that the fulfillment of his promise, of his will, for many, many reasons. And I'm so thankful. I saw in that time of waiting, when I thought I couldn't make it another week, another day, I would end up for 3 years living in Hearst and then in Grand Prairie, screaming out of that electrocution, screaming so loud. I mean, we moved to Grand Prairie, and everybody went and scoped out the neighborhood because I had insomnia, and be sure nothing kept me awake and no dogs barked. It ended up, when we moved there, I kept all the dogs awake howling. I screamed all night, and all the dogs just joined in with me. I'm not kidding you. That is true. And in that time, when I thought I was going to be absolutely consumed by this agony, this torture that I was in, Jesus came and bore it for me. Jesus. You know, God gives us gifts wrapped in paper. And sometimes that paper doesn't look so good. He gave me the gift of knowing Jesus intimately. And oh, I'm so thankful. And it was wrapped in paper of tears and loss and pain and screaming and agony. It was delivered by the hands of God's messenger named grief. It was received in hours of sorrowful desperation and isolation. Oh, it was created and placed in my spirit by the hands of a loving but persistent Father who was not offended or affected by my clouded vision. I saw his gift as a curse. It didn't take any light measures, and it took a lot of patience on his part, but finally I saw that was not a plague of severe loss. It was a package of pure gold. I'm so thankful. Better is one day in his courts than 1,000 elsewhere. No matter what ushers you into his presence, it is worth it to be there.